Lately, I've been pondering the power of questions. You see, when I was young, I was terrified of asking questions, mostly because I was afraid someone would think that I didn't know what I was talking about. Then I realized that the only way to know what I was talking about was to ask questions. And so it was quite liberating for me to realize that questions were actually my friend. They weren't my enemy. They weren't something that was going to make others think that I'm stupid or whatever it may be. And so as I progressed in asking questions, I learned that the better the questions I asked, the better my results. And as a matter of fact, it's true not only of my life, but others too. As an example, once I had a good friend that was at a real crossroads in their life, and they asked me just to talk about it with them, which I did. And I didn't give them any help. I didn't produce from my stores of wisdom something that was going to change their life. But what I did do was ask them questions. And by the end of our time together, they were able to, at least in their own minds, see a very clear path. Now, I didn't make them see that path, and I didn't really even see that path before we got there, but what I was able to do was help them to see that and help them diagnose through the use of questions. And so basically, what I've been thinking lately is how powerful questions are in so many different areas. I mean, they help you build better relationships with others. They can help teach you to think better. They can help you make better decisions, help you effectively teach others things, and also help you grow as a person by asking yourself questions. And that's a practice that I've got into. It doesn't happen every day, it doesn't even necessarily happen every week, but maybe a couple times a month, I have a tendency to, when I feel there is a lack of clarity in what I'm doing, I stop and I start asking myself questions. As a matter of fact, on my phone in Evernote, I have a list of questions that I routinely ask myself. And As far as that goes, I find it incredibly helpful, because if I am feeling that fogginess in what I'm doing, then all of my activities are going to reflect that. So when I get clarity, then I can get back to being highly effective with what I'm doing. And so I just thought I'd share with you some of the questions you may want to ask yourself. So these are the questions that I use as essentially self-diagnosis. One is, what is the single most important question that I need to answer? Now, I know that's very meta, right? It is asking a question about a question. But if you are asking better questions, you get better answers. And so it's very important to identify what the best questions are. So I guess every time I think about it, I ask myself, what is the issue that I'm dealing with right now? And thus, what are the questions that need answers in order to get the big answer that I want at the end of the day? So that's about identifying the best question to answer. Next is, what can I do to maximize my effectiveness today? Would I be better off taking the morning off and then just working in the afternoon if I'm really tired or something like that? Would I be better off exercising right now to, you know, give myself that bit of extra drive for the rest of the day? Whatever it might be, what can I do to maximize my effectiveness today? Next is, what is the best habit for me to work on right now? We've all got bad habits, but we all want more good habits. And so I tend to prioritize those habits. For the next, say, 3 weeks or so, I'm going to be working on establishing this habit. It might be only happening occasionally now, but I want to be better at it. And so I'm going to work on that. But I'm not going to work on too many at one time, because otherwise I'm going to get overwhelmed. Next is, what is the single activity that is of the highest value that I can do today? Now, this is more a case of, if I accomplished just one thing and I could only do one thing today, what would that one thing be? And so I identify what that one thing is, and so I make that my priority for the day. This is the answer to so many time management and productivity problems that you may face. If you do this one thing today, then that will make your life better, that will make you happy, then you find you'll do that, and then you'll get other things done anyway. But if you accomplish the highest value thing first, it will keep your life rolling. And I found that to be very true. All right, so next is, what relationship should I foster today? I think about the people that are around me that I should be connecting with. And if there's one that I can pinpoint that I know it's timely for me to get in touch with them, I will do so. I'll send them a text, I'll send them an email, I'll give them a call, whatever it might be. But relationships are what make the world turn, really. And if I continue to foster relationships with the people around me, it's going to be really effective. It's going to help them, it's going to help me, it's going to give me better relationships all around. The next one is, how do I make my projects and my energy sustainable? Because if you do absolutely everything, you're going to burn out. It's just going to happen. It's happened to me. So I ask myself, how do I make it sustainable? How do I make it easy? Well, exactly what you're listening to right now is a great example of that. As soon as I had the idea to start this project, I started thinking, well, I could add this and I could add that and I could put, you know, sound bumpers on there and I could do intros and like make a whole podcast out of it. And I thought, no, I don't need to do that. The purpose of what I'm doing is to increase my speaking ability. And in order to do that, I don't need a podcast. I don't even need people to hear it. I just need to post it to my blog because that is at least a way for me to record it. And so I just went simple as possible. As you'll notice, there's no sound bumpers. There's no editing. There's nothing like that. It's just simple audio on the website. Done. I do that intentionally because I want to make this sustainable. I don't want to do it for 2 days and then forget and never want to do it again because it's too hard. So do what you can to make your project sustainable. And finally is I ask myself, how can I clear the way for somebody else? This is a famous concept that I'm trying to remember who was the one that coined this, but I'm pretty sure it was Thomas Edison that actually did this. The concept of clear the way for someone else. So if you do something, and you can do it well, and you can clear the way for somebody else to do something, you can help them, then that's going to make a massive difference in their life. It's going to win you a friend, and it's going to give your life more meaning. But also, those sort of things come back. People remember that you've helped them, and eventually, you build a massive flow of goodwill around you. Now, I don't say that for selfish purposes. I just say that because that's the way reality works. And so, I look at the people around me and try to think, who is it that I can help? Who can I clear the way for so that they can be more effective and they can have a better life? And if I do that for somebody, well, then I feel really good, they feel really good, and it's a win-win. So I guess they're the main questions that I ask myself on a regular basis. I don't know if any of them are useful for you, but if they are, feel free to use them. But for now, I hope you have a good day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.